Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
You can get out of this. How many can there be? Do I have 50, 40, 45, 60? No more than 60. How many bolts do you have? Okay. God damn it.
Oh, God,
Jeffries, what happened to you?
Where's my arm?
I'm so sorry. This.
Well, it's just like out of the movies, red lights.
Yeah, very dark, red lights. Big door, really big door.
Big door that says, do not enter, stay away, high voltage. That's what they put on everything that you're not supposed to go into, I suppose.
Well, I guess now we go through the door, right, Barty?
I mean, look, I'm still not on board with this whole let's go find Beatrice thing, but if that's what we're doing, then yeah, we go through the door.
Okay, look, I get it, Barty, but don't you think it's a little strange that there's an entire level of this base? You, as head of engineering, and me, as head of the facility, don't know a thing about?
And that the second we got down here, it feels haunted and very spooky?
I'm not saying...
Oh, here's a light switch.
Nope, not mad. That's much worse. Much worse. Very spooky, very scary. Everything is chrome.
Look, I can't believe I'm the one to say this. Yes, it's a little strange, but obviously, Beatrice knows about it.
What's this? It says Spore Protocol.
Come on, Beatrice. You just gotta get to the suit. Just get to the suit. It'll have the armor. You just gotta get to the back. Where is it again? Down left, back corner. Just take levels. Go down one. Why is my wrist beeping? Who's here? Oh, God. How did they find this floor? No. Okay, as long as the doors hold, we'll be fine. Get to the suits, Beatrice.
I like that you're now with us, Barty.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it shows a certain lack of trust in Beatrice, but I'm with you. I'm here.
Well, this isn't about Beatrice. She's clearly following a protocol. This is about someone somewhere in the chain of command keeping all of us blind to what the truth is about the base that we're building.
Okay, yes.
Now, before, I would have sided with you, like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, but as Alberta says, like, this looks pretty spooky and, like, I don't know.
I admit to some curiosity.
Okay.
This is Ghost Town, population us. Something's not right down here.
Whoa, oh, can't you use the locator thing? And we could see where Beatrice is now that we're on the floor? Like, maybe we don't have to go through this big door sport protocol thing.
Well, there is. I could just make it emit an extremely loud beeping sound that would alert anything nearby to her presence. Very obvious. But we know she's behind the door, so would that really help us?
Oh, I think it sounds like a great idea. Then we could follow the beeping sound.
Oh, yeah. Anything could follow the beeping sound.
I hope you guys aren't going to be disappointed by the end of this adventure. It seems to me Spore Protocol could just as easily be, you know, a type of fungicide or something like that. Don't expect too much. You're getting the kids' hopes up, Director.
It's Director Brass.
Brass gone?
No. I'll put this down. Everything's fine.
Brass.
Gentlemen, let's all just... You remember me? It's Director Brass. Remember me? It's fine.
Shot Jeffries.
No. I did, but it was for his own good.
Is underswear.
Gentlemen, look at yourselves. This is not how this is supposed to be. We can start over.
Her fault. Use her. Get us out.
No. Please, back away. General, I just want to get to the... I just want to get to the armory, okay?
Armor. Ours. Guns. Ours.
Helmet.
Ours.
No. Stay back!
Why?
I'm sorry. Okay. I just gotta get to... What the... Shh. No, stop! Stop! Why are you beeping? What is going on? Shh, turn this off. Oh my god. Take it off. What's an outburst?
Sound over here.
Oh god. Come on. Just go. Don't leave a few more rows.
Alberta, it's working! I hear the beeping. It's not behind the big door. It's down this hall. Look, come on. Do you hear it, Barney?
Yeah, I'm with you. I hear it.
What just stopped? Where, Alberta, make it go again.
Oh, okay. So, okay, well, all I can do is press the button. The rest is in technology's hands.
Well, press the button, Alberta.
I pressed it many times, and I'm pressing it now, and it's...
But I'm not hearing any
beeping.
Well,
that either means that it broke, something I made broke for one of the first times in my life, or that the person wearing it isn't needing it anymore.
What? Wait. Was that a euphemism?
Explain what that means to me, and I'll tell you if Beatrice is dead or not.
But that's what I was trying to imply without saying dead. Oh, my God. Oh, no. What if... Barty, help me here. Like, we couldn't have just
killed... Let's go!
Everything's fine. Okay.
Welcome to the armory. Please state rank and code.
This is Director Beatrice Brass. Okay, just show me. Open one of the suits. Open one of the suits. Please just open one of the suits.
I'm sorry. Director Brass, I am sensing high levels of stress.
Oh, yeah? You think? It's probably because I just outran 45 goddamn old members of my crew that I had to mercilessly kill because they were disfigured and in agony. But sure, and I've got here. I freaking crawled my way to this place to get one of these damn suits to continue killing the mounds and hordes of my ex-crew members. So if I could just have access to one suit, please. To one suit so I can get in and finish the carnage that I have begun and get back to the party.
Request. Tonight.
Rank is Director Beatrice Brianna Brass! And I just need to get a sleep perchance to dream. Do you need my password? Okay, sleep perchance to dream. Because that's what this was all supposed to be. It's a goddamn dream. You died? Don't worry. You just fall asleep. It's like you fall asleep and you wake up in a pod and you come out and you're just your plain old self. Except too bad, Daniels, because now you have three legs and no mouth in which to scream. No, it's fine. Sleep perchance to dream. Sleep perchance to goddamn dream!
Authorizing. Authorizing. Authorization. Accept.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much! Come on, Beatrice, get in. Let's just get in. Everything's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be fine. Okay. All right. Okay. In the suit, I should go to enter the code. What's your code? What's your... Okay, yeah. Just... Okay.
Transferring you to suit AI in 5, 4...
Hello, Director Brass. Would you like to hear a joke?
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Super fun, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Phil.
Gross.
And Phil didn't have to do B&E in order to record today.
I didn't do any crimes today.
No crime, what? Actually. Come on.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting, and so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful. Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W. But how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall.
Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.